Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Meeting the pious servants and friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, O those of you who believe, fear Allah and associate with the Sadiqeen. A note here, the method of acquiring taqwa, that is Allah Ta'ala consciousness, is to associate and befriend the pious people and the Sadiqeen, and to adopt their ways and habits. The above verse commands us all to associate with Muslims who are God-fearing and devout. This proves that the knowledge only is insufficient for reformation. Without associating with pious people, one will never be able to attain the recognition of Allah Ta'ala and the true piety. A doctor cannot become a doctor merely by studying the books of medicine independently. Neither does a cook become a renowned cook by studying recipes. Association with the masters of the field is the key to attaining proficiency in the field, and the same rule applies in the case of piety and righteousness. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran by saying, bind yourself to those who believe and who call unto Allah Ta'ala morning and evening, seeking nothing but His pleasure. Thus Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also commanded by Allah Ta'ala to associate and mix with those of His followers who are engaged in the remembrance of Allah all the time. This verse speaks volumes about the importance and significance of this action, and the normal believers are in greater need of such association. The company of the righteous people, it sows a disinclination for the world and its splendor, and it creates a desire for the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.